The Alliance for a Healthier Vermont is once again proposing that the state impose a 1 cent per ounce tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. The Alliance has failed to get such a measure through the legislature in past sessions. American Heart Association Vermont Government Relations Director Tina Zook says formal legislation will be introduced next week.
It's a penny per ounce tax on sugar-sweetened beverages, and that would mean any beverages with sugar added, cane sugar, but also high fructose corn syrup, which most products are sweetened with. It would not include 100% fruit juices or any dairy products. The reason we are asking it to be an excise tax is because we want there to be that disincentive so that you'll look at Coke and switch to the other product.
The Alliance for a Healthier Vermont cites data indicating that sugared sodas are the largest contributor to caloric intake by individuals in the U.S. and may be the largest driver of obesity. Alliance co-founder Peter Sterling.
Unless Vermont tackles the obesity question through measures like a sugar-sweetened beverage tax, we will never be able to control the cost of health care. And unless we control the cost of health care, we're never going to be able to enact our dream, which is a universal single-payer, publicly funded healthcare system. We can't keep pouring money into Vermont's healthcare system without controlling costs. And all the scientific literature proves that you cannot control costs of healthcare until you tackle the obesity epidemic.
The proposed legislation would use revenues from the tax to fund health and nutrition programs, according to the Heart Association's Tina Zook.
Some of the funding would be used to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables for WIC and Three Squares, and the money could be used to fund school lunch programs for low-income Vermonters. We and the American Cancer Society and a whole number of other Vermont organizations don't want anyone who's currently on VHAP and Catamount or eligible for VHAP and Catamount to have to pay more than they currently are for premium or out-of-pocket costs. One of the provisions in the bill would provide funding for health care for low- to middle-income Vermonters.
Zook notes that a study from the University of Vermont Center for Rural Studies found there would be no adverse retail effect. Consumers were likely to buy an alternative non-sweetened drink and would not frequent out-of-state merchants. But retailers are concerned. Vermont Grocers Association President Jim Harrison notes that no state has implemented a sugar-sweetened beverage tax, and if Vermont did so, it would be an experiment that could be detrimental.
We support Governor Shumlin's framing of the issue that when you increase the price of product in Vermont by a significant margin, which this proposal does, it will send business over to our neighbors in New Hampshire and perhaps other states, because none of the surrounding states have this type of tax. Calorie counts are very clear on the package. Consumers need to look at that. And obesity is no question. It's calories in, calories out. And if we don't burn any calories, it doesn't matter what you eat or drink, you're going to gain weight. So we need to be cognizant of that, and we need to be responsible for those choices, not expect the government to come save us by some new taxing mechanism.
Over 58% of Vermont adults and 27% of children are overweight or obese. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.